Start it up. The people have been waiting.
Start it up.
It's today.
Yes, it is.
I'm, for one, am not excited because the Steelers are not in the Super Bowl, which is ridiculous. I would have loved to have gone to Houston, though. Like, if I did have Super Bowl ticket money, I totally would have gone to Houston.
It's probably super lit right now because everybody who's everybody is just being...
And Atlanta is in the Super Bowl, so...
Of course.
Atlanta, Houston. I mean, I don't know what the hell the Patriots are doing. Probably nothing. Seriously, I hate them. But Gaga's performing halftime. You know, halftime has become like this huge thing in recent years. Well, in like 20 years.
Yeah, and they're saying like that her performance is going to be like politically charged. So they're scared. Yeah. And what's she going to say?
Yeah.
I
mean, I'm not scared. I feel like most people are ready for it or prepared for it. Their hearts are prepared for it. I mean, with Janet, with Beyonce, the things that they've done in recent years that have caused an uproar, I think people are more inclined to put their children to bed before before someone steps on the field. They just don't know what's going to happen. So we'll see. I think it's time. I think particularly in this Donald Trump climate, art is going to be on a beam. But I think with Gaga being there, I think one of the things, and we wanted to talk about this in this episode in particular, is that women are sort of leading
the revolution? Music.
The revolution, absolutely. But definitely entertainment, I think, is still a man's world, as James would say. I think it's still male-dominated. I don't think anybody will ever... surpass like the Beatles or the Eagles or Michael as being like the top selling artists. It's still a very much male dominated world. Executives are male, etc. But those who influence culture are women. Right now, do you agree with this?
Definitely. I mean, before, like, usually most of the artists, we've always had to fight to be the number one, the front line.
Sure.
I mean, even Beyonce still can't get her credit because they're like, oh, no, Michael Jackson still surpassed her. Like, I mean, at this point.
And that's fair. That's a little fair.
Yeah.
I mean, just given all he's done, but definitely even going back. So, like, if we go to, like, the history of that, Motown, because Mike and his brothers were on Motown, they used Diana Ross to... you know, find the Jackson 5 or, like, discover the Jackson 5 just because of her impact on culture. I mean, everybody loved the Temptations. Everybody loved Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, all of those men who were on Motown. But it was the Supremes who was standing alongside the Beatles or, you know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
it wasn't a guy. Like, I mean, not saying that they were not talented. We know without David Ruffin, we not anything, right?
You gonna tell them or okay?
Continue. Oh, rest in peace. But I mean, it was Diana Ross and the Supremes who were like, okay, we are gonna be the vanguards of what Black culture is, what music is, and people couldn't deny it. People couldn't say this is a race record. Like, right. We're not gonna use it. She transcended everything, even age. In asserting her right to be in the Wiz with her old tail.
Okay, but... wait, hold on.
Yes.
How old was she supposed to be? 20-something, 21,
she,
right?
I think she was like supposed to be like 22. Like, she was supposed to be a baby, but she was Diana Ross.
But exactly, but you never thought, you didn't care.
Child, I didn't even know. I mean, because we saw after, you know.
Right, came out.
Yeah, like way after. So, I mean, I knew... like, she was older, but I didn't know exactly how old she was. I can only imagine the people around that time. What was it, like 83 that The Wiz came out? Something like around that time,
it was,
early 80s?
Yeah, in the 80s.
I can only imagine people being like, her old ass.
Being Dorothy. And she don't know how to get home. Like, she's too grown for that. but
well, I mean, her mom, her aunt says she never left Harlem, so you know how it is.
That's true. People still act like that. They never left Harlem, right. So I mean,
no, I mean,
that girl.
Only Diana Ross, but that just is proof of the reality that women, particularly Diana Ross, leading that way in terms of women having a say, in terms of women having influence in music and really like asserting themselves in spaces that probably would not have been not only for women, but for Black people in general. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, and she was also one of the first women to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show. So, you know
more,
what I mean?
More Black excellence.
And she came on a helicopter, in Jesus' name.
Okay.
Because who else but Diana Ross? Who else?
I mean, she is the die.
She is the die. And so I think that trend of women really having that impact, I would say it starts with her. I mean, it probably starts a little earlier. I know Bessie Smith had influence and, you know, some other people, probably Mahalia, but that was a little different. Mm-hmm. I think Diana was like the first pop star female who's like, okay, this is what I want to do, this is what I'm going to do, mm-hmm. and this is who I'm going to put on. And y'all just going to have to deal.
That's it. Like,
she's excellent. I mean, that has certainly inspired other women to do the same in terms of that whole singer, actor, career. Madonna the same way, I think. And of course, we don't talk about Madonna. Yes, Gina. I mean, we don't talk about Madonna because we focus on hip hop and R&B music mostly. But mm-hmm. as far as women, as far as having her own record label, as far as, you know, making money, writing music, just being
and being this a vanguard for yeah.
artist, mm-hmm. that's inspired a lot of women, I think.
Exactly.
And so women really do, I think they're getting closer to that place, even though it's a James Brown place. I think they're getting closer to that Beyonce, Who Run the World Girls mm-hmm. place. So who are some of the women that you think are like this, are at this level right now, where they're calling shots, where they're making decisions, where they're having a greater influence in music than some of the other guys?
Yeah, I was going to say pretty much like Janelle Monáe is one of those people.
I mean, she, go ahead. No, go ahead, girl. Because you know I'm going to be hype.
Go ahead.
No. She is, first of all, have you seen her films?
No, I have not. Well, only Hidden Figures is yeah. the only one I've seen.
I didn't even know that she was an actor.
And she killed that. Like, I have no words.
I'm at a loss for words too, which is, you know, like happens every blue moon, but
yeah. And I don't watch movies, so right. I actually just went to that movie one for the story too, right. because like Janelle Monáe is just like
she's
everything.
Bruh. I mean, Kansas City represent, but she definitely she was in Moonlight and she was in Hidden Figures. Mm-hmm. And I think the most impressive part about it was that she's not even at the Madonna, Diana, Beyonce level. Like, mm-hmm. she has not risen to that pop star status yet. Mm-hmm. But in getting into film, mm-hmm. she's alongside Oscar winners and Oscar nominees yeah. and holding roles that are, like, real roles. It wasn't, like, a made-for-TV movie. I don't know if you remember, like, Carmen, a hip-hop. You know what I mean? Like, she didn't have to, like, work her way in. She was like, I'm going to be in this movie, and I'm going to kill it. Because I was thoroughly impressed with both performances. But I agree.
Were the roles similar or do you think they were different?
They were totally not similar. And mm-hmm. she, apparently she was on some talk show because mm-hmm. she was promoting the films. And she was like, I went to acting school before I even sang. Like, I started acting first.
Now it makes sense, though. Yeah.
I mean, and Nicki did, too.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean,
and we'll talk about her. We'll talk about her. You like this? It's different. I agree.
But yeah, no, Janelle Monáe, she exudes some type of like regalness in terms of her character, even in her music. Like she does set a bar a little, just a bit higher, and hold herself to a different standard. And you could tell her musicality and her like she's like, I don't want to say a round type person, but all around type artist.
She really is. And even in speaking about her music and talking about that influence, her creating Wonderland Records and having artists who didn't have number one records with Janina, like, how is this even possible? Like, you just got here and you got a whole slew of artists, Saint Beauty, Janina, and some, I forget the other guy.
I only knew Janina.
I mean, it's fine, but it's like Roman G and Arthur or something like this, you know him?
I've seen the name written down, but I don't know.
That's incredible. That's insane.
Bossy,
like, she definitely kills. Of course she can sing. Of course she can dance. Of course she's friends with Prince. Of course she has made records with Esperanza Spalding, who is a Grammy winner, and Solange Knowles, who deserves justice. But she's also, Solange is also one of these women.
Yes.
It's a time to be alive.
Like, what a time.
We both listened to Sing Records, little
compilation.
Oh my God.
I still listen to the songs on there, so.
Just that, and to let the people know, because people probably don't know this, but we actually aspire to be a Saint Records type.
Yeah, everything.
Conglomerate. Like, what does Solange not do?
Okay. First off, the most iconic theme song of our childhood is The Proud Family, in which Solange Knowles sang lead on. So, just want y'all to know.
I'm giving a standing ovation for those of y'all who don't know.
Also, one of the most iconic black shows right now, Insecure, okay. She is the musical consultant. So it's like, you know, what does Solange not do?
She writes, produces,
plays instruments. And y'all wanted to compare her all this time.
Bruh. Solange been iconic. Remember, Solange was writing records for Destiny's Child. Okay. Like, she was writing songs for Kelly. She choreographed the Survivor video, which is iconic as well. Like, she was just king. Like, she really was doing everything. She was acting. Remember her little Bow Wow.
Which one was the cheerleader movie she was in?
Bring It On 10. Yes. Mm-hmm. Bring It On Again or whatever. But, I mean, you know.
Anyway.
We're not going to cry. But she was acting. She's an actor.
Yes.
She's a producer, writer, as you said. Singer, musician, curator, that whole, you saw the little braid exhibit or whatever? You saw that with the yellow fur coats that I need in my life? Fashion icon.
Because when was Solange not popping in fashion?
She really is, like, the GOAT. And, I mean, she acknowledges Diana Ross's influence in her life. Mm-hmm. Like, she thinks that she is the goddess.
You could tell, definitely, anytime that she does any type of video.
Like,
and sings.
And sings.
You can hear it.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I agree. And she knows so many. I mean, she gives credit to so many people. That's really, like, we really are going to be Solange. Like, that's the goal.
She's been my goal forever. Since I decided, Tony, those used to be my songs.
Oh, my
forever.
God. Sandcastle. The original. Baby, don't blow you away. Beyonce was copying. I'm joking. No, I live for Solange. I think a lot of people doubted her because it wasn't as ascendant as Beyonce has been. Mm-hmm. And, but I think now, more than ever, people are like, okay, this woman is dominating.
And she's still, she's younger than Beyonce. So that means she's under 35 and she has all of this talent and possesses all these skills and has this whole resume of greatness. It's just like, so y'all just gonna recognize today or tomorrow?
I'm glad that people are kind of waking up. I think that she had to really, it's hard to step out the spotlight of someone like Beyonce or someone like, I mean, other people have had to do it. Ashley Simpson did it finally.
Janet
one of the, dang. The shade is not even new.
I did love Pieces of Me though. That was my song.
Oh, I love the whole record.
Yeah.
Oh. Autobiography. Okay. No,
wait.
No, seriously. I mean, it's very hard to do. It just is. Janet was one of how many Jacksons that was finally able to, like, be
a Jackson and not just Michael Jackson's sibling.
Okay. And it's that was, yeah, it was hard, very tough.
It is. And that was after like two flop records. You know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah, it's not just like, oh, let me come out and be in my sibling's shadow. Like, that never mm-hmm. is really possible, especially when you have, and since we're talking about boss women, especially when Beyonce is your sister. Like, I mean, we talk about Beyonce probably more every than episode. Other artists, but that is that is lending credence to what we're talking about now as far as women's influence.
Yeah.
Like, we could be talking about Drake every episode, which we probably do.
We
but,
do.
But not at the same level. Mm-hmm. Like, it's incomparable. The what women are doing in music right now and what men are doing, there is no... It's not comparable.
Yeah, it's true. It's two different lanes. It's two different, also ways, approaches toward how people do things. Like, I feel like with women, it's a little more meticulous. It's a little more thought out. I mean, not saying that Drake's, obviously Drake's whole image is thought sure. out and yeah. Meticulous in terms of even him pushing back More Life and all this stuff mm-hmm. and how he maneuvers in the industry. But with women, it's just a certain type of, like, floor, like it has a certain type of air about it.
I think so, and I think even that comes from, I think he's receiving that from women, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, we see how often someone like, well, Rihanna is finally, I think, getting to that place where she's like, okay, I'm really going to work on a record
mm-hmm.
and I'm really going to be serious about it and work with these producers and work on vocals in the midnight sometimes. Sorry. She's getting to a place. I mean, I did hear some improvements. I mean, remember she released that, oh my God, what record was that?
4 or 5 Seconds.
Yes. She really did sound, you know.
I mean, that was when I was like, Rihanna's getting voice
yeah.
lessons. Because 4 or 5, like, I was just like, oh, it seemed like you was taking some time to get to them notes instead yeah. of trying to scream, but.
She definitely has, at one point in her life, received vocal lessons.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and I'm really not being shady because we want to celebrate women right now, yes. at least. But she definitely has. But I mean, just look at her. Just look at the influence of Anti. Look at the impact of Anti, and Lemonade, and A Seat at the Table, and these records by women that have just been bombs. Like they when they come, pop culture explodes.
I mean. You have to lend credence to it. All of 2016 was about pretty much women.
And that's a very powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this actually in, what is it, the State of Hip Hop
mm-hmm.
or the State of Rap. Where we talked about people who are marginalized have less to lose. And so they take more risks because women are really the ones taking risks in music right yep. now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful thing. It's an absolutely beautiful thing to see. And that's not to say that, you know, trap music has not influenced, you know, 2016 as if, you know, Panda and I Got the Keys, everything, whatever, it's was true. Not yeah. huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that in terms of, like, actual records, in terms of people recreating A Seat at the Table cover or people, you know, being inspired by Hold Up, and Lemonade, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. it's just, it surpassed anything that creatively, I think, that men are doing right now. And that's a milestone that I think we should really embrace right now. I think it'll empower a lot of women who are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You like,
Like who?
Like Kalani? Dude, please tell me. I really want to understand. Because I know Gina also... was like, she wrote her important.
I don't know much about her. I mean, I know she's from the Bay.
Yeah.
I know she went through a lot. I know she has a wild story about her come up, and I do empathize with it, you know.
I don't know anything about this.
Well, I mean, she had a tough childhood okay. and whatnot, and I don't know to the
excuse
like,
me.
To any extent of her real career, but, I mean, she did write, I did, we both listened to Sweet Sexy Savage.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did. I thought it was, I did not expect to be impressed by it because I don't know her. Mm-hmm. The only thing I heard, and I think we shared it on Wavy Wednesday or something, was Distract Me. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was very 90s influenced. Yeah. The harmonies, the melody even was just like very SWV for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I mean, it's enjoyable. Mm-hmm. But when I heard the record, I was impressed. Mm-hmm. Like, just on first listen, I was like, this is very, she definitely has a good grasp on pop structure, pop song structure. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to say. Like, she knows her audience.
Yeah.
She knows how to write toward her audience. That's the only thing I was kind of, I don't want to say annoyed by, was the redundancy of the subjects of the songs. But, I mean, I could see the appeal per song. But
yeah.
Like I told you when we were texting about it, like, I just felt like, you felt like every song was a single, and I felt like that's how I had to take every song. Like, okay, do I like this song?
Right.
Okay, I really like this. All right, I like this song, but it's kind of talks about the same thing, like, in track two, but all right, I like this song, too.
Yeah, so. I mean, for those of you who don't know, Zoe and I have text album reviews every time a new record comes out. That's, we should release those one day, because there are some gems in
probably
there.
On the Tumblr.
Seriously, Zoe and I text about every record that comes out that we listen to. But on first listen for me, I think I was most impressed with, like, she really does get, you know, the hook, the bridge, the verses, the love, heartbreak, that whole, I mean, she's a child of the 90s, and that really does show through in that record, in that album, rather. Everything does sound like a single. I think she is a product of Rihanna. Like, not even to be, like, shady, I think everything, if you listen to Good Girl Gone Bad, if you listen to Rated Music R, of the Sun, like, those really were singles.
Mm-hmm.
And for a very long time, that's all your album was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Especially when people wasn't streaming, when they were just buying singles.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I think she definitely has a lot of evolving to do. I think that she doesn't have as much to go as some other people. Like, I think that she really does have a good grasp on it. Her vocals were a part of the most impressive feature.
Yeah. I do like the way she sings. Like, I think that she's a good singer.
Yeah.
In general, but
she gave me Brandy and Ariana, like, together.
Yeah. Yeah. JoJo type.
Oh, I'll take that. Yeah. I mean, and you know, anybody who grew up in the 90s definitely was influenced by Brandy in some way at some point. I mean, maybe even people who grew up in the 80s, as you heard Jill Scott and Toni Braxton and other people just being like, when I heard Brandy, I was like, I want to sound like this. She is, as most people call her, the vocal Bible, and that's important.
Brandy's going another
back,
one.
Right, I was about to say, going back to that whole boss movement. Boss. Boss movement.
Come on, accent.
Brandy was definitely one of those charting artists who were like, okay, I'm an actor, I am a singer, I am a dancer, a producer, all of these things, the Barbie, I mean, and just artistically, though, Chris Brown and Miguel and Frank Ocean, all of these men grew up aspiring to be Brandy. And that is one of those things that you sort of see the flip of the script that's important, because they didn't, I mean, not that they didn't grow up also being inspired by Michael Jackson, but vocally, they really were like, okay, this is who I want to be like when I present my music. It's bomb. But one of the things that you shared with me when I texted you about this, you were like, we should also do the girl bi segment. So.
Oh, yeah. We got to cancel some people.
I think, so let's start. I mean, there are a lot of people to cancel, but I want to keep it.
You want
to
start recent or you want to do?
How far away? I'm saying, how far back are you trying to go?
I mean, we could do within the last month, to be honest.
I have to cancel. I think the first cancellation must go to Chrisette, the Michelle. Like,
Gina's face is hilarious.
So, I heard Chrisette when I was in college. Like, I think I Am came out on maybe like 2008, mm-hmm. 2007.
Yeah, you tell your story.
And it's flawless. I Am is flawless. Mm-hmm. That entire album is flawless. And I will fight everybody online who thinks otherwise. But it's amazing. And so, and I liked her records throughout the years. I liked Epiphany. Mm-hmm. I thought Better was a little long, but every record around that time was really long. Song Conversation was long. John Legend's Lil Rose album was long.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was just making 40-track albums in 2013.
For R&B, which is so tough because then they don't even, they have just 5-6 minute songs. Anyway.
No, that it's a constant ballad. Like, it's just a magnum opus of tears and sex. Like, that is a lot.
No, seriously. Maxwell did the same thing.
But you're not listening to Maxwell all year.
I know, but that's different.
Not this recent one. But that's okay. Another story. That's another story. Chrisette is absolutely, entirely, eternally canceled. If not only for the reality. Did you hear her little spoken? First of all, she's releasing her spoken word album. You know this? In 2017, Chrisette Michelle is releasing the Deaf Poetry Jam.
Coonin'.
Bruh.
A crooked in Crooklyn. A crook from Crooklyn.
She said, I am a butterfly from slavery's cocoon. And you may call me a coon.
First off, cocoon and coon, you can't rhyme like that.
But it's slavery's cocoon, no. Bro, could slavery's cocoon, no.
Okay.
She said, and I can rise above anything or whatever with God as my goon. And that's when I had to,
yeah,
like, end it.
Exit.
That's when she was canceled, like, indefinitely. No, not even indefinitely. Definitely and forever. There is no comeback. There's no comeback.
At all.
How could you, with God as my goon, though? Like, okay.
Okay, so for me, my Chrisette Michelle experience was that, I mean, of course, Epiphany was kind of, I probably know some songs from her first album.
Yeah.
But, and then Lost Ones, of course, is my song.
Yeah.
Which, now I'm tight because I really love that song and she's on it. But I'm like, you know what? It's all right. The royalties are going to Jay-Z, which is a better cause.
Sorry.
Which is a better cause for life. So it's okay. But, yeah, after she was like, oh, yeah. She said, did you watch her Breakfast Club interview?
You know, I've seen a lot of interviews with her. I saw her with Breakfast Club. I saw her somewhere else. I think she was with, like, Larry King. It was something, like, CNN-y. It was something, like, real.
Right.
Like, an absolutely, like, evening news primetime platform. And I was just like, this woman is sticking to, like, people don't have PR no more.
No. Oh, so what she said was, if you didn't listen to the interview, was that, try to edit this. Yeah, she's like, I did it when they called me. I was like, oh, absolutely, I'll do it. And her husband was like, hell no, no, no. So that just shows you right there that she crazy. And it's not even like she had intent. Like, my thing is, I feel like she's trying to cover up that she just needed a check or she wanted to just do it. She should have just left it that she gonna do it.
The reality is, like, people really don't have PR. People don't really see how it affects their brand. Like, people don't see, they don't even come up, she couldn't even come up with a proper apology.
Yes,
it would have been better if she would have even ignored it. Like, you wouldn't come and be like, actually, y'all wrong because nobody's a political genius and I am America.
Right.
I too am America and I went to show them that I'm America and I wore a Basquiat skirt.
First off, you told on yourself with no political genius. So, girl, we did not ask you. Did we ask? Didn't tell you.
She went on to say, yeah, but I also performed for Obama and I also performed for the soldiers in Iraq.
Wait. Speaking of Obama,
yeah.
She was like, everybody's mad at me, but nobody was mad at Obama and Obama was there, girl.
Okay, I'm leaving. Let me out.
Okay. Oh, girl, he was at the inauguration where
right.
you were,
right.
and you was at the inaugural ball where he was not there.
But
so,
he literally is the president. Like, he.
If
definitely
there was anybody that was supposed to be in attendance that day, it was Barack Hussein Obama. So what you talking about?
She needs a PR person. And Chrisette, if you are listening, it's fine. I will be glad to be your PR person. Like, because you need one.
That's a mess.
I totally would be. Like, she needs PR. There's no way. You should have come with a... First of all, should have been an interview, like a single interview.
Right.
And it should have been promoted, like, oh, Chrisette speaks to Barbara Walters on 2020. Like,
okay.
So I can finally say my piece and play the victim. Yeah. One, and cry about everybody attacking you and calling you coon and all that stuff.
She's like, I'm not hungry. Just best believe I'm not hungry. Like, how are you mad at us? Because you hungry. We didn't.
Right, like, just I don't say understand. It. Just say it. Jennifer Holliday was hungry, too. And she said, not literally either. But because I know some shady people out there. But Jennifer Holliday was like, you know what? Yeah, I realized that this was wrong. And I kind of laughed because she was like, oh, I want to apologize to the LGBTQ community for my actions. I was like, girl, keep that. Apologize to yourself.
Right.
Like, you should be sad that you even considered performing. Like, that should be for you. Nobody want that.
But they gathered her together, like...
And she realized the error in her way.
Okay.
Here is...
Chrisette Michelle, who your whole audience is black women, and black women's like, yo, girl, no. Mm-mm. She's like, nope, but I'm not a political genius, so I'm going, and I got to talk to Trump.
Didn't talk to him.
Because he wasn't there. So is there never a correlation?
And she gonna say, the lady, when she came and gave me my check, she was like, well, can I speak to Trump? She was like, actually, you're gonna go first, and then he gonna go. And she was like, so I didn't get to talk to him. So they was like, so it was for nothing. But I don't know what you thought you was gonna sing and dance for him and then talk to him was gonna do. Like, you was gonna stop the whole Muslim ban or something with your Basquiat skirt?
That was before that. But my thing is...
No, definitely. Like, what was you gonna do?
What was you gonna say to him? She's like, and then she's like, I just wanted him to see us. Like, girl... They've been seeing us forever. Like, that's not what it is. And then she's like how some lady at the ball complimented her skirt and then she explained what the skirt is and that was all the satisfaction that I needed. No, girl, this is why we didn't ask you.
Girl. We didn't ask you. The white people love black art. Like, they have never had a problem with black art. Ever.
We've been dancing for them, painting for them.
Okay.
Feeding their kids.
Okay. They never gonna be like, oh, this art is so wrong because it's black. They're gonna be like, this is extra juicy and we're gonna steal it.
Okay.
Like, that's not, you not changing the world because you wore Basquiat. Like, I'm not even about to get into this. I want to cancel her and let her be canceled because I'm tired. I'm so tired. And then Lil Mo came up behind her. Oh, God. I'm just tired. Like, can we just sleep? We don't have a whole episode where we just sleep. Because I'm tired of everybody.
So.
You heard Lil Mo?
I saw that she wrote a whole response, but I didn't read it.
I didn't see that she wrote it. I saw her acting like that she was mocking Spike Lee or something. Because she said nobody was going to watch his TV show, which is a lie. Because I'm definitely going to watch it. but she was like, nobody gonna watch this TV show and blah, blah, blah. And I get that y'all friends, but like, don't further, you know, insult the people who are, we talked about this with Lil Wayne.
Yeah, right.
And when T.I., you know, reprimanded him, that's your role as a friend. Cause there's no way you can tell me you being from Bodymore, Murderland.
Bodymore.
Who Donald Trump is probably going to come for next, just like he said he's going to send the troops to Chicago if they don't stop killing people. Yeah. So now it's going to be Bodymore next. And you want to act like, oh, but she could go for Trump and Spike Lee didn't have to say nothing and blah, blah, blah.
And that's not even the essence of the... And that's the thing. Like, I hate when people rebuttal the wrong thing because that's not what we...
That's not what we mad about.
We're not bad about Spike. We gave all Spike's cancellations with Chirac.
I enjoyed Chirac. I was one of the only people. Literally, like, every time I go on Twitter, people are like, oh, we still ain't forgive Spike for Chirac. I love Chirac.
I didn't see it, so.
That's fair. I mean, but he could be canceled. He could be canceled for Red Hook Summer, because that was the trashiest movie I've ever seen in my entire life. I still haven't finished it.
We could cancel Spike for a lot of things.
Yeah, he's been canceled a lot of times.
This is what I'm saying. Yeah. The point of contention was not about what he said. And even so, if he said, it's not even the worst thing he could have said.
Okay.
Like, I thought about using your song, but I'm not going to use it.
Right.
That's like regular pettiness. Like, I just didn't understand. But girl, you defied us by going to sing for middle America white people president, and we didn't ask you to.
The gag is, you know, nobody know Chrisette. You know ain't nobody at that damn ball know Chrisette. Okay.
Nobody. Not that's a the person. Thing. Not if it was Beyonce, person. We'd be like, okay. Right. Because clearly she had her whole Super Bowl halftime performance. That's the right way to go about it.
Right.
What
right.
are you doing?
Singing in the Basquiat skirt. That was her protest. Was singing.
With
in
not
the
a Black Lives Matter.
Nope.
BLM.
Nope.
B for Basquiat.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope.
Nobody
nothing.
Knew.
There was nothing. Nobody. There was no protest. She's canceled indefinitely. Kimberell been canceled. She gonna stay canceled. Tina, the Marys,
Tina
both
Campbell
of the Marys,
from
both
Mary
of the Marys,
Mary.
All of them. Every
what
Mary.
Erica say? Cause I didn't hear nothing.
Well,
she
Erica
said.
Just brought on Vicky Yohe to talk about her new White Tears.
Vicky Yohe been canceled.
Vicky Yohe been canceled since. I mean, who is singing because of who you are in 2017? Nobody. And if they are, you don't need to be at that church. I'm serious. Like, really. Because of who you are in 2017, first of all.
Yeah, we've had a couple more ballots.
Second of all, she didn't have all of the errors since Ben. Like, in 2012, she was talking about y'all only voted for Obama because he was black, and black people were silent because they
was
still hype.
Wasn't her man black?
Who, Vicky?
Yeah.
Probably, she looked like she got a black man.
She had, well, she don't have no more, but I'm just saying. Okay.
Child. I mean, she looked like that. She used to, like, attend black churches, just like Paula White used to lead a black congregation.
Yes.
Paula, let me tell you something about the white imagination. It is, it really is. No, it really is fantastical. I mean, I'm being so, like, it's sad and scary. Because remember Darren Wilson was like, I saw Mike Brown as, like, he transformed, like, to a beast right before my eyes.
I'm not laughing at that.
No, I know.
Because it's just, it's crazy. This, most of the reasons why the world is the way it is because of the imagination
of white
people.
White imagination is so incredible. Paula White said, I had a dream about an imaginary Oprah and she was supporting abortion. And she really wrote this in a blog and was mad at Oprah and was voting for Trump because in her dream, Oprah was for abortion and all this other stuff. And I was just like, this is about you. Like, this is not Oprah. Like, Oprah just infiltrated your dream. Like, you got an imaginary Oprah that you're mad about, and you just gonna write about? Like, nobody had to know this. You wrote an entire real blog about this fake encounter with Oprah. Just, you saw when Lena Dunham said Odell Beckham, like,
right,
didn't like her, and he never spoke to him?
He was like, he didn't even know who you were. Anyway,
do you see?
And then she tried, yes.
The imagination of white people is gonna get us all killed.
I mean, clearly.
No, it really, this is like fact.
This is the whole presidency right
yes,
now.
It's fact.
Literally, Mexico, I'd never seen the president of Mexico tweet until 2017.
Nobody president was tweeting. And never mind. Never mind. I'm not even about to get into this whole Donald Trump.
Anyway, yeah, but back to Kim Burrell.
Kim, the Campbells. All of the Marys. And whoever else, because I know it's going to be more people. I know.
Somebody else got canceled before that, though.
Who?
Yeah, Kim Burrell, Chrisette Michele, Campbells. I don't know. Whoever y'all got L's at the end of y'all name, y'all need to figure it out. L's. Taking all these losses, man.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And I mean, like, at this point, I'm just tired.
I am.
My hope is built on nothing less than the Grammys being next week. And Beyonce showing her natural tail.
Okay. Azalea Banks.
Oh! We almost made it out.
Almost!
We almost made
almost,
it out.
Almost! Almost!
Y'all, stop listening right now. Why, Zoe? Why must you?
I'm sorry. I knew it was somebody.
I'm so glad I pirated her album. I'm so glad. Because I considered buying it at least twice.
I mean, it's so sad because it was so good. Like, you know how much we listened to Azalea. And then even what she was saying, all her white trash comments.
Girl. I don't understand. First of all, I don't understand how you can go from being the wokest person ever to being the most
ignorant,
hating,
non-factor. Like, you're not even doing anything. Yeah, like, right. She, at least Rita Ora is around playing games and being America's Next Top Model and Adidas spokespeople and all of this stuff.
Getting checks.
She ain't made a song in a million years, but you're not even acting like you're going to make a record. You know how people be like, I'm in the studio.
She made that one mixtape, that Slazy mixtape, yes. That had, I'm saying, if you have this, you have the Jay-Z logo. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming
that you about to go hard,
or at least sample a beat or something. Oh, I knew she was gonna get killed, but
yeah,
it's just like I was expecting music, and it's just like it wasn't that great. I was not impressed. Then it's like you get suspended from how do you get suspended from every social network site at least once in 1 year? For your distasteful comments. Like, it's just out of control at this point. Out of time.
It's so disappointing because I feel like a lot of people came to her rescue or came to her aid and support because she is a Black woman speaking out, and a lot of people like Ann Coulter or Kellyanne Conway or these other white women, they don't get censored. But at the same time, we should never be for this. Regardless, like, if we also dislike Kellyanne, we got to dislike Azalea. Like, mm-hmm. That's just fact. Like, I'm never going to let skin override righteousness. Like, if you're wrong, you're just wrong.
Yeah.
And she's just wrong. And it's not even, like, a little bit wrong. It's, like, all the way and perpetually and, you know, unapologetically wrong. Yeah. Like, it's not even like, oh, was that bad? It was like, fuck all y'all and y'all mom. And I'm going to put a curse on y'all.
But it's been like it's progressively gotten worse. Like, first, it was like, she was saying facts. And, like, I would say around 2015, she was a little more woke. Then 2016, it just seemed like, who was in her corner, to be honest?
Nobody.
But that's the problem. Nobody's in your corner. You're not willing to change. She got new boobs and then didn't know how to act. Ooh, like, I don't know. Yeah, she did. They look nice, but it's just like, I don't understand what your life is about now. It's not about really the music. Sad. You're not speaking through your music. And it's
sad.
Disappointing.
It's very disappointing. And I do want to, like, end on a high note for the people. Like, as much as these people are canceled, this does not have to be you. Like, it really doesn't have to be you. You can prosper like the women we talked about at the beginning. If you get a PR person, you work hard, and you just focus on music. I'm not saying you can't be political, but get on the right side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you want to be political, be right.
Yeah.
Like, start there. Be right first, and then be political. Because people are here playing games, and I'm not for it, and I'm never going to be for it. And you know how much I love Kim. You know how much I love Kim Burrell, and I'm never going to be for your foolishness.
But I mean, and the thing is, like, about Kim is that she's been doing that for, like, you know, obviously it's been perpetuated in the church, these ideas that she's been spewing. Nothing new. But at the same time, like, even there's a scripture in the Bible that says you have to today pick whom you serve.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
You have to figure out if you want to be in the acting world in Hollywood, there's just certain things you do not say. Period. Sure. And there's a way that you have to examine yourself, because clearly there's a lot of hateful things in what you're saying.
Yeah.
And it's just like, at this point, girl, it was going to come regardless on something.
No, definitely. I mean, I feel like obviously people believing that homosexuality is a sin is not new. I mean, anybody who's ever been to church, especially in the black church, which focuses more on, and not to any shade or detriment, but it is a more fire and brimstone type preaching rather than the salvation of Christ.
Exactly.
And you're never going to go to church and they're going to be like, you know, God gave redemption and grace. And that's why that's a Joel Osteen message. You know what I mean? No, it is. It's like, and if you just pray hard, your bills will be paid. I mean, that's a part of black church too, the whole prosperity doctrine. But back to the message. The fire and brimstone message is not new. The problem becomes, because you could have just said, you know, as most of the people erroneously say, I don't agree with the homosexual lifestyle. And people have been like, girl, okay.
Whatever, right.
You go in and you have this fake prophecy.
Okay.
That God said, if you don't pray to be delivered, like, you pray to be delivered from homosexuality, you're going to die in 2017.
This is my point.
And then it's just like, You're doing a lot, because a lot of people, and this is, I'm glad it reached that point,
to where she was exposed, because a lot of people do things that they believe. They make God in their image. Mm-hmm. That's what they do. They believe something and they want to believe God said it or God approves of it. Nobody ever really examines what God said and said, okay, I want to model myself after this. It's like, this is how I feel.
And they apply what the word says to what they think.
Absolutely. I went to see the James Baldwin documentary. It's called I'm Not Your Negro. I'm going to plug this for the people who want to see it. And in the film, they were protesting integration. And they were like, God will deliver gluttony and God will deliver sinning, but he will not forgive integration. God won't forgive. Like, what?
Right.
They were like, the Lord is not pleased with y'all integrating. Don't come to our school. Y'all going to hell if y'all come to white schools. Like,
this is how people really thought.
This is real. And they use the Bible to support their statement. I mean, like, people really do make God in their image a lot of times. And that was a clear example of someone just feeling a certain way and having hate and vitriol in their hearts and being like, this is what the Lord says. Everybody gonna die. Like, how is that gospel? You know what I mean?
It's clearly
the definition of gospel being good news. How is that good news? How are you gonna win somebody to Christ by saying, okay, pray to be delivered or die?
Well,
what? Mm-mm. You too can be free if you just be right before you be political. That's the message
and
today.
And just hold these artists, hold these artists to what they're saying. Like, I'm enjoying this part of 2017 in terms of everybody coming to task and, you know, examine what you're saying. Because you out here, I don't care if y'all like your music. Listen, you're not getting no royalties from me, honestly, if you're just trash as a person. Yeah. So
there have been people who have been wrong and they realized it.
Right.
And that's a Jennifer Holliday. That's a Jill Scott. Mm-hmm. There are people, you know what I mean? There are people out there who are like, okay, this was wrong. Let me get it right. Let me make it right.
Yes.
Don't be too prideful to make it right. Like, just, I want to be right. Like, that's my goal. More than anything, like, be right.
That's it. Be right.
Amen,
be
church.
Be right.
Send tithes and offerings to, my Venmo is. Bye.
Adios.
'ma start it from the bottom. I'll show you how to flip a dollar. I got